American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting you from the internet for Monday, October 17th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the war global sit rep for geopolitical tyranny, technology, and trans for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening to this program, you are as well. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. Get to that live journal right now by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And forget that you are, in fact, free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit, including tattooing all the lyrics on your ass. That's totally allowed. You can do whatever you like with that. And now, my beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian.
Monday again.
Monday, yet again, here, because every Monday show, they're the best shows. They're the only ones anyone's ever listens to. Anyway. I mean, generally, that's all they seem
oh,
to do.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I'll turn myself down from radio personality intro voice. Just, I have to pause this. I had to pause because I had to run into the other room where my good buddy, Captain Whitebrag, picked up the latest issue of SWAT magazine on sale now. It's now monthly, too, so you can get your special weapons and tactics.
Yeah, I wasn't getting enough of it, really.
No, well, you know.
Every 2 months.
And apparently, according to the latest issue of SWAT, that would be the, what is that? That's the November 2005, $4.99 US or $6.99 Canadian. The latest issue, it seems that it's the new face of domestic terrorism. And on
page 61,
they got a double page spread of these guys showing, you know, meat is murder and every 3 seconds an animal dies in a laboratory. And I've already gone through the whole thing here. What they're talking about is they're talking about these terrorists who go out there. And there is, like, let's not make a mistake here. There are domestic terrorists. There are those guys who are like the anti-abortion doctors who are bombing abortion clinics. Okay, there's the snipers who shoot the doctors who perform abortions. Okay,
oh, yeah.
These people are real. There's bomb threats phoned into gas stations that sell pornography in some states and shit like that. I mean, it's really, really sick. Now, there's one guy that they're talking about here who's, they got his picture. There he is. His name is Daniel Andreas San Diego. Okay, or San Diego. Daniel Andreas San Diego. And he's the major, you know, kind of the vilification bad guy. And it kind of scared me because he looks a lot like me, which is kind of frightening. But he's this big, you know, animal rights activist dude. Now, they kind of got their facts pretty much correct on a few fronts where they say that, okay, you know what? There is... The Animal Liberation Front is what they're talking about here. And, of course, there is no Animal Liberation Front. Like, the Animal Liberation Front is like if anybody breaks into a lab or whatever, smashes a couple cages, you know, lets some animals with infections go, they just spray paint Animal Liberation Front on the wall, and that's where it is. Now, that's leaderless. It's just there, and they give back credits and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they know that. They know that. But apparently, according to this article, there is this massive underground railroad kind of a thing that, you know, I sort of... Like, back in the day when there was, like, all these different things that were going on, we were talking about, you know, safe houses and stuff like that. Well, apparently, we're not the only ones to think of that. Apparently, these, like, hardcore animal extremist dudes, like the guys throwing blood on people and shit like that,
yeah. They're
really fucking hardcore into that. They got safe houses. They railroad people out of the province. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. This is how they describe them. The movement is a real subculture with its own foods, musical styles, dress codes, tattoo artwork, and vocabulary terms. Almost all are strict vegans. And some are even part of the straight-edge subculture, whose members do not believe in drinking, drugs, premarital sex, or the use of foul language.
Yeah, and if you, it goes on to say, underneath there, it says they're basically perfect kids, except for, yeah, it's really fucked up. Now, the thing that really gets me is on the end of the article here, the very last paragraph of the article, it says here... that law enforcement, last couple, law enforcement security officials, meaning, you know, yours truly, right?
Yeah.
Should pay attention to detail when dealing with the public to be able to recognize the signs of potential trouble. Now, again, you know, if you have a guy walking around with a swastika carved in his forehead, you might want to pay attention to him in the mall.
Yes.
You know, you want to know what he's going to do. He's walking around with a puffy overcoat, looks like he's wearing a Denali chest rig underneath his clothing. Then maybe you might want to, you know, have a go with that
and
guy.
If he's munching on carrots,
yeah,
watch out.
Munching on carrots, you know, carrot-munching Charles Mansonite, you want to watch that. But anyway, he says here, recognize the signs of potential trouble, especially high-risk areas known to be targeted by animal rights movements. So, you know, if there's an animal, if you can hear the screams of animals in pain, chances are bumper stickers on your car.
Oh, yeah.
Clothing type. So are you wearing black overcoats? Tattoo artwork and campaign jewelry are all signs of an ideology. Now, this gets right back to Patrolling Season 2, Episode 2.
Be gray.
Be gray. In the end, the difference between arresting a criminal or not may simply be awareness and understanding of the threat subculture. After all, luck is nothing more than where opportunity and preparedness meet. Peace officers should also be knowledgeable in the businesses in their area. What do these businesses do? And it says here, remember, this is the last line. Remember, a future terrorist is almost always in attendance at extremist demonstrations. Someone from your shop should be there, too. A future terrorist.
Future.
A future terrorist is almost always in attendance at extremist demonstrations. Now, there's two schools of thought on this. Okay, now don't get me wrong. I like SWAT Magazine. You know, I'm probably going to be subscribing to SWAT Magazine. Just because, well, I got great stuff in there, you know, and it's very funny, I find, because they have these guys, they treat it like Playboy. They got, like, the double centerfold spread of a gun, you know, and it's like you fold out, and they're like, oh, look at the ammo, oh, you know, and, you know, now Blackwater is coming out with its own, you know, line of clothing, which I got my wonderful care package from a WOG listener who I'm not going to name, or am I going to name him? I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Mr. V. He knows who he is, who went down to this big Texas security show, and I've got like enough Blackwater recruiting stuff now that hell, even I think I'm going there. You can train, eat, and sleep all in one location. They used to have that too. It's called Branch Davidian, but now it's Blackwater, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, enforcing freedom and democracy everywhere for a buck. You know, good stuff. So it seems that now, you know, everyone's seeking an identity, and if you go out there and you get like, and of course, the more you want to be more hardcore than that. Everybody who goes out to get a tattoo, they're not going to get like the one that's sort of like a little tiny tattoo. You want the badass tattoos, right?
Right, yeah.
Same with the piercings, you know, so that now I think, you know, personally, some people are like, well, man, I've got the freedom to do that. Yeah, you're free to indicate your political beliefs to everyone who looks at you.
Free to be singled out, too.
Free to be singled out. You sure, shave your hair in a faux hawk, mohawk, whatever you want to do. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the day when we have the last of the Fohicans, and we can look out there and say, okay, you know what? It's getting very, very serious now. The political climate is so serious now that you're walking around with a mohawk and a couple of eyebrow piercings, you're basically going to get labeled a terrorist.
Or in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, you know, don't ever talk about animal rights, even if you believe in animal rights, because, well, then you'll be targeted for that. But then the flip side of that is, why not talk about animal rights? Because if you don't talk about it, then what? You know, I guess
then it'll be silenced.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you got to. I guess it comes down to technique. Don't say meat is murder and spit blood on people. You're not going to make friends that way. You
not
know,
really. Yeah.
My usual way of getting people, if they want to, you know, if you were going to, you know, evangelize the vegan, you know, extremist path,
which I do not.
You totally do.
If they ask, I will tell them.
Oh no! Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Evangelize.
But the fact that you are who you are. Right, it's Sim, vegan, you know, guy runs rant radio. Of course, we're balanced though, because there's me, right? And you're gonna get pissed at me for this. I haven't told him this yet.
I killed a cow yesterday.
No, I didn't kill
a
cow. But I'm gonna say I'm coming out. I'm coming out now.
Out
I'm coming
closet.
Out of the closet. Here it is. I'm looking to go get my core course because I want to learn how to hunt. Now, a lot of people are gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe you just said that. But my logic is for hunting. I would never be like, bang, thud, woo, shot a sheep, cut his horns off, let's go home. No, that's not what I'm talking about here. I think it would, first of all, I'm scared shitless of a lot of the food that's like, cloned cows are now in the food chain. There's a lot of weird shit going on with the food, okay? There's a lot of hormones and stuff. It's like the cow pops out, woo, pop, and you can watch it grow like an easy bake oven into a giant cow, and then they harvest that cow, you know what I mean? So it's getting a little bit scary. So I'd like to be able to, you know, be able to go out there, bag me a moose. You know, moo, thump, you know, thud. Now, I'm not going out there. I'm going out with a guy. I know, an old guy. You know those old guys who know how to hunt? I'm going out with this old guy who knows how to hunt, and he's going to teach me how to do the whole, like, here's how you take, like, the whole carcass back. Use the skin, use everything, use all that shit. Because trophy hunting is bullshit. It's always been bullshit. It'll always be bullshit. Anybody just goes out and fucking nails something for a set of horns or just to kill something, not on, okay? I don't have fantasies about killing bears, unless, of course, I'm being chased up a goddamn tree. And I was like, dear Mr. Bear, really honest to God, I'm going to fire warning shots all around you until you get the fuck away from me. But I think it is important that people know how to feed themselves, because what if, you know, what if something goes sideways?
What if the store shut down?
Seriously, yeah. I mean, New Orleans much? Mind you, they didn't have much. I mean, I'd like to, if I lived in New Orleans, I'd want to know how to, you can eat gator. You can eat an alligator. I don't know how to cook and eat an alligator, not a fucking clue.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I lived in New Orleans, apparently, there's quite a few alligators running around. You know? I mean,
you'd have to travel a distance, because if those alligators were swimming around in the water that was there, you wouldn't want to eat them.
Oh.
Because they'd be infected.
Oh.
Many, many.
Zombie alligators,
yeah.
28-day alligators.
But if you traveled a bit and got out of the sewer-infested cities...
Well, generally, I'd be getting the fuck out myself, because we've already gone over that. It'd be like, how hard would it be to acquire a boat? Of course, I get real, you know... I'd probably join the looter category pretty quick there, you know. There's, you know,
Sneakers!
Woo! No. I just like, you know, I've got this rifle here. Me and mine have to get out of this city, and there's like a bunch of shit rats, you know, on a boat, and I'm going to be like, well, guess what? I'm taking the boat, you know. That's not really friendly. You know, that's not a good thing to do. But there's probably enough boats running around. Bottom line is you got to look after you and yours. And, you know, it gets kind of dodgy. You know, you get sort of out there. But that said, I'm going to learn how to hunt. Now, no doubt, I'm going to get an ocean of hate mail about this because I happen to know for a fact.
Well, you shouldn't.
You don't think so?
You shouldn't get a hate mail because...
And this is the vegan saying this. Why is that?
You eat meat.
Yes.
You're not stopping eating meat.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So
apparently not. Not if I'm getting a freezer full of dead things.
Right. So going out to the woods, you're getting cleaner meat.
Right.
And most likely killing them in a much more humane way than would be in a slaughter factory.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be munching on some moss. So oh, look at the pearly gates.
So
yeah.
It is harm reduction only slightly, but it is harm reduction.
It is harm reduction. Also, that's one less person not buying from the supermarket, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, so that's
cut out the middleman.
Yeah, well, no, you're not. I'm not supporting the factory farming.
Yes,
you know, if you were to eat wild game and support. Yep. Besides all that, all you got to, if you bag a moose, let's say I bag two moose, mice. If I start killing multiple mice, then you know, I could probably supply some of my neighbors. You know, I'd be like, hey, you know what? I got happen to have about fucking 3,000 pounds of meat here.
Yep.
What do you say you want some moose? But some people don't like, I guess when you eat just game meat, it gets kind of, well, gamey, that people say. I'm not a real picky eater because I grew up in a nasty home where I was hungry a lot. So this is, hence
you're
my
like, food.
I'm like, whoa, it's warm. You know, that was kind of, you know, where I was at.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that it is probably, if you're going to be a meat eater, that's a good thing. If you're going to be a meat eater, you should be able to know how to do that meat eater stuff.
That's right.
You know.
As long as you're not wasting any of the
skin,
the horns, whatever.
Tanning the hides, all that stuff. I'd
love... Feeding the rest of your dog.
You know, he'd have himself
stuff
a nice...
you don't want.
A nice, nice big bowl of moose guts.
Yep.
And he'd...
I'm sure he wouldn't complain.
Oh, he'd probably turn really strong. Because, like, dogs, have you ever seen animals? Would be, like, get all feral and stuff.
And,
you know, there's Ranger Man waking me up in the middle of the night staring at my face.
More moose.
More moose. Hey, Sean. Ranger here. I know I've never spoken English before, but I really like that moose. frightening. So, anyway, so that's what's going on there. Now, I guess we should get into some feedback and stuff.
Sure, yeah, do the show and stuff.
Dear Sean, hi again in regards to your 200th show. I'll tell you how I feel about our prez, because I said on the 200th show about nuclear, right? Because everyone, you know, I'm still getting shit about nuclear versus nuclear, right? It's nuclear.
Nuclear.
Okay. Yeah, nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
Nuclear.
It's nuclear. Nuclear warfare. Nuclear war.
English changes all the time, whatever.
Well, I'm getting huge shit on this.
Whatever the majority says, that's what it changes to.
Yeah, well, I don't
care. Go back 300 years.
I don't care.
English was different.
It's nuclear. Nuclear Cthulhu. That's the way it works. Okay. But anyway, I'll tell you how I feel about our prez. He's an ass. Worst thing to happen in the USA since we booted the Brits. He's a Bible-thumping Christian that I would very much like it if he would die or if he were very, very dead. You're a non-brainwashed, non-Christian, free-thinking guy who I'm not going to name because he could get arrested as a death threat. Now,
you know what? The majority of the United States is Christian. Suck it up.
Are they?
Yes.
So what? What is it? Why has he got to suck that up?
Because, well, you know, if the majority of them are Christian, who are they going to vote for? A rabid Christian?
I don't think they did. Apparently, he's like 88% are like, fuck Bush. Okay,
well,
that's what they're saying now. And I don't know. You know, I mean, I think he's talking about using it because they got that tour. This isn't in the news, but I'll cover it. They got this. They're talking about passing this law now saying no more torture. You know, can't torture people to get info. That's this big bill that got 90-1.
Torture in quotes?
Yeah. No. Well, torture, like, what you
kind
can't.
Kind of torture?
Well, they're saying torture in general. Like, you can't torture this Abu Ghraib thing, all that shit. That's like using torture to extract information.
Well, that's not in the States.
Yeah, but it's...
That's how they get around it.
Yeah, but it's there's a huge movement right now to prevent that, is
okay.
what I'm saying.
I'd like to see that happen.
And they voted a bill, and the bill went through the floor with 90%. 90 people voted for the bill saying, fuck torture, and 6 people voted out. But apparently now there's talk of Bush going, no, fuck that, I'm going to use my presidential veto powers to veto the bill. Which I'm like, wow! That's
a controversial move.
Jeez. Yeah, could be. Maybe.
Will be.
You know, of course, you know, the guy does so much controversial shit. I don't know, you know, he's not my leader. You know,
goodness.
You know, it's...
I mean, he was in before. Remember, he was in for 4 years before this.
Yeah.
And they voted him in again.
Apparently.
So who did that? Who of you down there did that?
Depending on who... I think Dybald did that.
Yeah.
I think it was a scam. I think... Okay. I'm beginning to really believe that was rigged. It was bought
sure
and paid for.
Like it.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like it.
Why would people vote him in again?
Never in history has there been so much anti-press against a single political figure during the election, and the guy still got in. I'm just like...
Doesn't make sense to me.
That something smells funny here. Moving right along. Hey, Sean. Dionysus boy, and the only reason why I can pronounce that is because
I'm... no kidding.
Well, Dionysus is the Greek god of wine and partying.
I've heard of Dionysus.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
He was also in Lair of the White Worm. There was a god called Dionin, which she was praying to, but she kind of bastardized it. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, me reaching back to my 80s horror movie literature here.
Yeah.
This is a buddy from Arkansas with a comment of monumental proportions. Well, at least it is for me. You rock! Newsreel, although not as creative as After Now. God damn you, people! Way cool. As soon as I'm able to land a spot on campus radio in University Central, Arkansas, they will hear you loud and clear. Don't get yourself in shit. Thank you. Smile. It could be worse. You could work for Walmart. And again, that's for Dionysus boy.
Mm-hmm.
The next motherfucker who talks to me about After Now, I swear to God. Anyway. Dear Sean Kennedy. There's a big email. You ready for this one? Dear Sean. I think computers are more like a lens. Now, this is in reference to computers make you stupid, right? This was a news story I did a few days ago where it comes out, computers make people dumb. We shouldn't have computers, you know, because clearly kids, when we test them, they're not as clever when they use computers as the kids who don't use computers. Now, the problem with this is that their testing method is completely the fuck out of date.
And
these kids are becoming more and more worldly because they're able to communicate with people all over the world. So on and so forth. So I ran this, and there was a Total Fault article saying computers make you stupid, which I'm like, yeah, that makes fucking sense. Anyway.
No.
Let me burn through this. I think computers are more like a lens, which intensify the mental image of people that use them. If you think about it, what people do online is nothing more than a reflection of what they wanted originally, such as the blog children. Ooh, interesting. Who only want to fit into society and feel comfortable with themselves, or the people who they want to listen to music, end up becoming the kind of people who know every band known to man. So that's true. You know, if you're into bands, you use the computers and the internet, you become a band junkie. If you're a blog guy, you become a blog guy. Personally, when I received a computer at the age of 12, it was a very dark time for me. I had no faith in myself, I had no friends, and my young life seemed pretty hopeless. However, I had video games. So in my depression, I lost myself in countless hours of online play. You, wet dog. I have a wet dog. A wet dog just came in my house. Hang on. Sorry about that. I had a wet pit bull dog incident. Where was I? Blah, 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 you rule, blah, 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 blah. Dark time, had no faith in myself, had no friends, and much of my young life seemed pretty hopeless, as it does when you're 12. However, I had video games, so in my depression, I lost myself for countless hours of online play. It did not matter that tomorrow would come, because most of the time I was happy. I guess it's sort of how the monks in After Now lived digitally for a few hundred years in the last moments of their physical lives. Oh, god damn it, there's After Now again. It separates me from other children. I was a lost soul for a while. Eventually, I got this idea. I started to learn very fast, and knew I could. I had many teachers and other figures in the past who have told me about my great potential. I'd always assumed that they were just trying to motivate me. Soon, I was no longer just a gamer. Which, how many people actually, that's all we did. Back in the day, it was like, you know, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, you know, was playing video games. That's what it was. I was there playing Defender back in the day. I had a reason to live, so as arrogant as the term is. I was a hacker. The summer before high school was my greatest summer of my life. I learned more about the life and who I am than I ever thought possible. And it was only the beginning. I discovered Rant Radio soon after and started to become aware of the world. Suddenly, my great pains of childhood, the social inadequacies, the ridicule, it didn't matter. Your rants gave me a new perspective. It gave me something to hold on to until I was ready to have my own. I used to be very overweight and weak. Once I learned to control the computer, I knew I had to control my body, so I lost weight. It isn't hard if you don't care how food tastes, which takes some training to learn what not to care about. It's probably a little harder when you are older, which is true.
I used to take cod liver oil every day. Like, my parents used to feed me cod liver oil. I can do shooters of cod liver
juice.
I can do shooters of cod liver oil to this day. Now I can run for miles. I lift more than my body weight. I am healthy, all because of the computer.
I believe computers can help you achieve your wishes. Rant Radio has touched many. It all started with a computer and a will to deliver a message. They say the computers are making people stupid, but it is the corporations that want to give us the mindsets to want to be stupid. The computers are helping us do it faster. And that was from Dibbon, which is very true. I mean, very well said, very well spoken, much more well spoken than I read that sucker.
Yep.
But, I mean, realistically, computers, banning computers, this is going to be a trend we're going to be seeing. People are like, don't use the computer because that's a media source we can't control. Now, they're trying like hell to control the internet. They're trying like hell to control our access to information. And, they're just not giving up. So now it's going to be vilification of computer use. What's your child doing? Make sure you run your internet filters and all this kind of shit. Make sure they only
dangerous
go to...
dangerous information.
Internet 2, approved information. Very scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Have you been following anything with that internet, too? How do you know much about them?
No, I haven't been following. Right now, it's just at the university stage.
It's talking shit right now?
Yeah, it's all just universities being connected up right now. I don't think it's at the consumer level yet. It's just like the first internet was.
Yeah,
but
which scares me because
it grows. On the control level.
Yeah, we should watch that because I'm a little concerned about the...
Because they may promote it as the safe internet, and this is the evil underground internet.
Yeah,
right
the undernet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original undernet that would exist, which is, I really, for the record, didn't want, you know, my visions of Afternow to come true.
And also, they may just stop supporting this old internet and get slower and slower and go to the fast one.
Oh, yeah,
secure, safe, fast one.
Wait, was she a great big fat girl? The problem there is that we've got all these Linux people who are like, no. I have access to the routers. Fuck you. Yeah. We're going to make sure the internet stays good and hard and fast.
It's all where the money is, though.
Yes, that is true, but Linux is still out there.
Yeah.
It'll just be harder to get clean information.
Yeah.
Just like the newsgroups. Newsgroups are still up there. Still download anything you want off the newsgroups.
But even if Internet 2 comes about, there will be underground methods to get to the good stuff.
It's just going to get harder and harder and
harder. Just subversion of Internet 2 if it comes about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I wonder how long, since they've already gone for the vegans are now terrorists, I wonder how many people with the penguins are going to become terrorists, you know?
Yeah, using, alternate stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, underground Linux, anti-Microsoft crowd, you know I mean? That's
unregulated.
Not, and Microsoft would, it's not against their creed to do something like that, to just point it out and go, right, the Linux people are terrorists, here's our reasoning for it, and they spin it, and away we go. Scary.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Dear Sean, you have supported and promoted marijuana many times as a medicine and as an alternative for alcohol. Yes, as a combative means. Even though I am not a pot smoker myself or even a big fan of Mary Jane, I agree, and I just have ordered my copy of The Emperor Wears No Clothes so I can get more info on the subject. Bear in mind, that's like just as there's stuff online that's very anti-marijuana, the stuff in Emperor Wears No Clothes is very pro-marijuana. You know, after you're done reading that book, you're like, shit, where can I buy some pot? You know, so you want to just,
exactly,
you know,
balanced,
make sure you get, you know, sort of a balanced on each side. So just so you know, I was searching for the Reds for some real info on the stuff, but mostly found heavy smokers homepage like, yeah, MBA's the shit, or really blown out of proportion sites like, yeah, this will make you want to kill yourself in 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, check out some hard data and that exists on the web, and some of the websites are so out of control you'd have to be stoned to believe most of this shit. Keep up the good work. Garrett Man from Poland. Okay. Now, I've got some email about dope in the past. Now, I believe that dope is a really great tool. Tool in the toolbox. You use it to accomplish a goal, i.e., you're sitting there looking at the 45 going, gun in the mouth, hookah. Gun in the mouth, hookah. Gun in the mouth, hookah. I would say that rather than go on antidepressants, I would sooner see people smoke up. honestly, because I don't believe antidepressants
try
work.
Try that first.
Yeah, which is what I've said before. I've said, you know, if you're seriously going to go in and get hooked on all this Prozac and all this sort of shit, because there's the other problem of going on those meds, is that if you go on those meds, these antipsychotics and shit like that, there's a permanent record. You're crazy! Okay?
Yeah.
And they have records of you. What? Oh, I see here, Mr. Sumerian, that you were on meds from 2003 to 2004. What happened there? Well, things got a little extreme.
I was unstable. And,
I was. Oh, so you were a tick.
Yep.
Yeah. There goes any government enforcement job.
Black
there goes
mark.
Any. Yeah. You know, you are a psychotic. You have a history of psychosis and medication. And yeah. So this is why it's really not a good idea to go that route. I would sooner see people smoke up. But now, the flip side of this is it is not the solution to life's problems. However, it does seem that way while you're on it because you're like, well, there's nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? So it is good for stress relief and all that kind of stuff. But life does carry on, and it has a tendency. The best way, I knew a pot smoker one time, and he put it the best way. It has a way of putting your life on pause. It goes click, and nothing else happens with you. You know, so if you're 15 and you're like, shit, man, I'm living at home and my life sucks. Well, unless you want to permanently stay there at 15 and life suckness, and just cope with that, don't smoke weed. Because if you smoke weed, you'll stay like that forever. Now, if you're hopelessly successful and wonderfully rich and you've done everything, just hit pause and you can maintain there, you know, 65. If I'm looking forward to being a stoner when I'm 60, fuck yeah, I'm looking forward to that shit. You know, I'm 65, I'll be like, well, I'm getting old, everything kind of sucks, life's kind of bummed out. Going to get into Psychonauts. Woohoo! Totally. I'll be dropping acid when I'm 65. But you got to be 65. You know, it gives you something to look forward to. 21,
there
legal drinking age.
Yeah.
65, stoner.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Do whatever you want at that age there.
You know, but of course, if you can get it so that's barring, of course, you know, permanent brain damage and stuff like that. But, you know, just so you know. But big shouts out to Poland. Thank you very much. I thought I'd just kind of chime in there on the weed circuit. Now, on to sort yourself out. Dear Sean and Sam, I feel gypped. What did you just do?
My computer's falling over.
My computer's falling over. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shitty. Hold on. One sec. It's the multiple interruption newsreel show. Okay. Dear Sean, I feel gypped. If you were to give me a time machine, I wouldn't go back and geek Hitler. I would find, and I wouldn't go find Mary with an abortion kit. I'd go back to the 80s and go to high school. I'm 19. I'm out of school, and I can honestly say I hated it. I remember being young and grew up near the junior high and high school. Hated the junior high kids, but loved the high school kids. They were awesome, punkish, but not with this new crazy, more punk than now attitude. Oh no, I'm here to tell you they were. I aspired to be like that, and I tried, but when I got to high school, the vibe of the 80s and early 90s was gone. I felt cheated in a way. To the youth in elementary, and they don't want to be like the kids in high school. They want to be like a rap superstar or some shit. What happened? My friends conquer, but I don't want to accept the most logical answer. Has our world destroyed aspirations because we're no longer rebellious, stand firm youth, we're sellouts, and we're bitter like the elderly? So my question is to you, did my generation fuck up somewhere? Yes, and that is, you know, the big question here. Did the youth of today fuck up somewhere? No, they didn't. I don't think they did. What happened here was that every generation does this where they're like, shit, man, and they get this weird kind of retro, you know, love for another time. You know, people want the 60s back and all this kind of stuff because they were all rebellious and everyone was free and all this kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Not so. This is my take on this.
Okay.
Is that corporations know that there's a rebellious attitude for youth, you know, and Republicans and all. They all know this. So what they do is they give them a method of rebelling that doesn't do anything. You know, they give you a sort of a hamster wheel that you can run on that doesn't do anything and doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah, sure, cut your hair all fucked up, you know, give yourself a bunch of tattoos, get a bunch of piercings, you know, go to a bunch of these shows, run around, scream, go to your protest zones, yell and scream there, paint some signs up, yell and scream. Eventually you get tired and then you'll settle down and go to work.
And the rebellion core political stylings of today is like consumerism.
Pretty much, yeah.
Bling bling, right?
Yeah,
it's you buy all, that, you're the rebel.
Yeah, exactly. So they've taken and they turn it into a market where it's like, you know, you buy your Nike clothing and you wear your hat sideways and you wear clothing that...
So they show the rebels on the commercials and the rebels wear this clothing. So now you're a rebel if you buy this. And that doesn't make you a rebel. It just makes you a consumer whore.
Yeah, it's totally bullshit. So being rebellious, what does that mean, being rebellious? It just means that...
Doing your own damn thing.
Exactly. Choosing your own beliefs over another's
beliefs.
And that's
really your own, not somebody that... dictated what you think rebellion is to you. You have to find out your own path and your own self.
So my solution to you would be to take some time, unplug, do a media fast, figure out what it is that you want, and make sure you consider the economics, you know, and then from there, you can move forwards, and you will find that if you start doing your own thing, and the confidence that comes to that, confidence attracts people. And before you know it, you'll wind up being a leader of a whole new movement, which that sounds bizarre and it sounds totally unlikely, but I'm here to tell you that's exactly how it works. It's a matter of you being strong within your own belief structure, and the best way to do that is to read, actually, because you'll feel lonely, you'll feel like, oh, I don't really fit in, blah, 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 blah. This is when, you know, you want to commit, like, bibliocide. You want to
Or find your strengths.
Yeah, find
out. And go with those, and then you'll get confidence from your strengths.
Exactly. There's got to be music that you enjoy, that you agree with. Look at their influences. Look at the books that they've read. Read, 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 read some more. Read until your eyes dry up and fall out of your fucking head. I'm here to tell you. There's all sorts of spoken word stuff you can get into. But, again, you want to make sure that this is all stuff that is practical and useful. I mean, I'm not a big fan, like, one of the great guys that's out there running around is, he's dead now, but Terrence McKenna was a big guy. He was all talking about psilocybin, and he was talking about philosophy and the history of man. And his big thing was magic mushrooms, okay? Well, he's dead now, and he was an intellectual, but there's nothing more financially impotent than an intellectual. These people have no real power. So if you're going to get involved with something, you know, if you want to learn about the counterculture and stuff like that, think about what kind of how this is going to, over time, help you in the long run. You know what I mean? If you're going to be doing stuff where you're like, you know, oh, well, I'm going to go burn down some, you know, animal protest site or something like that. I'm going to go and bomb an animal protest building. Well, that's great, but if you got a criminal record, you're fucked. Okay, so something that you think is going to make all the difference in the world, you save, say, 500 animals.
You're going to be a short, bright fuse.
Yeah, it's going to be
over.
And it's going to be over. You want to stick around for the long haul. And it'd be better to have somebody who wound up being an insurance adjuster somewhere who could meet a family, see that they really are in the good way, and they could just go, well, you know what? I'm going to make sure that you get the money you need. You know, be a good guy. You know, even though, be subversive. Get involved with these corporations and fuck them over from the inside so that not everyone who works for them is actually, you know, one of these mindless drones, because it's really hard to get rid of that, you know, if you have someone on the inside who's working for everyday people, I think. That'd be my take. But back to the high school. Don't believe the hype, buddy, back in the 80s, because I know I was there. And it's a lot better to be a nerd or a rebellious in high school now than it was back then, because Columbine didn't happen back then, and we were all beat to shit openly. Okay, there was a lot of people who got shit kicked in the 80s, let me tell you. And I'm not alone, where it's a horrible thing to say, and I'm not saying those kids in Columbine should have done it, but I understand, okay? I totally know where they were going, because that was one of the reasons why I even got involved with Rant, was because after Columbine, I'm like, wow, there must be hundreds of thousands of these kids getting beat who just feel like they're lost and they got nothing going. I'm like, did you ever get shit kicked at school?
I got bullied, but not touched.
No. You never got touched?
No.
No, I always got
just
shit
verbally
kicked.
Abused.
Yeah, lots. Yeah, that's pretty common. It's pretty amazing. Now verbally abuse is like, oh my God. Back then it's like, whoa, I only got made fun of today. Yeah. Yeah, I only got degraded in front of my peers. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm not bleeding or nothing, you know? Awesome. Yeah, I used to get shit kicked on a bus about three times a week. Three times a week. Nasty, too. Four guys. Yeah, it was bad. Bad.
Not good.
David Beaker, where are you now? One day I'm going to find that motherfucker. But anyway, only my weapons understand me. Anyway, moving on to the news. So I hope that helps you there, buddy. And floating nuke news. There's a scary story. Russia plans to start building floating nuclear power stations next year.
Floating?
You betcha. Possibly with participation by China, if domestic financing for the project is insufficient. Senior atomic energy official said Wednesday, we signed a contract with China on terms for a potential loan to help finance the project if needed. Alexander Polushkin, head of development at Russia's
Rosenjernatom, nuclear energy station, was quoted by ITAR Task News Agency, saying the agency has planned to invest $35 million next year to start building floating nuclear power stations, around $14 million, which could consist of loans from a Chinese bank, he said. Now, what these are is essentially they're floating nuclear power plants. They're like a big floating platform that they put a nuclear power plant on, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so if something goes horribly fucking sideways...
goes into the ocean.
It just sinks, yeah. Which
I don't know if that's better or worse. I don't know.
That would be worse because that makes a radioactive ocean. And every fish that swims through the ocean
is now radioactive.
Is now, yeah, that whole section. Yeah, it's fucked. Yeah. Yeah, this is, of course, Russia's really not so big on the environmental thing. You know, they don't really care about that. There's been a pipeline leak going in northern Russia for so long. There's like something like a couple hundred thousand hectares. It's covered with oil. It's been covered with oil for years.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like an entire swampland.
So they just write it off because they've just got...
Oh, whatever. Nobody lives there. It's toxic waste.
Tons of land.
Whatever. You know, Siberia. Pull the gulag. No.
Now, in gas cloud news. Now, this story, of course, is in Africa. So nobody gives a fuck. It happened in Africa. Oh, they're raping people. There's cannibalism going on. Who gives a shit? It's the heart of darkness. Nobody even cares. Well, it seems that in large areas of the Nigerian economic capital of Lagos, there you go. What's the capital of Nigeria?
Lagos.
Were enveloped in a dense cloud of mysterious fumes on Wednesday, triggering health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Residents in the heavily populated inner city district of Ikeja, Oregon and Gabajada, complained of irritation to the eyes and stomach pains after what appeared to be smoke filled the streets. Where's the smoke coming from? The smoke is attributed to a petroleum pipeline rupture. Smoke samples are under analysis. There is no cause for alarm so far. Could you imagine a massive gaseous cloud swamps over your capital city and they're like, oh, yeah, no big deal. Police spokesman Bode Odejundi said, we've discovered heavy smoke this morning. Oh, hey, there's some smoke. Good job, beat cop. We've sent our men to investigate it. Yep, there's some smoke here. More smoke over here. For now, we cannot ascertain the source.
How can you not the source?
Lagos is Africa's largest city with more than 16 million residents living in closely packed and what is often run-down slum accommodations.
That's a lot of people.
Pollution is a constant hazard. Now, how thick is the smoke? Television images of the latest leakage show a dense, fog-like gray cloud lying over the city center, reducing visibility in some areas to less than 20 yards.
Ooh, that's very bad.
That's 60 feet. That's like, you know, imagine if New York was just overcome with this massive cloud.
We don't know where it's coming from.
We don't know. Fuck, whatever. Stay inside.
It'll pass.
That's so cyberpunk. This is such a cyberpunk story. Yeah, gas clouds, you know, whatever.
Give it a
whatever.
Week.
Whatever. It's Africa. Who gives a fuck? You know, that country's fucked. That, you know.
Oh, my God.
Total domestic complacency going on here. Now in brain scan news, ready for your scary news?
A lot of stories about this, brain scanning.
Yeah, this one's a really bad one. Okay. This one is, it's not actually about brain scanning, yeah. No, but it's, now they're talking about using brain scans for lie detectors, right?
Yes.
So that means that all the lie detectors are eventually going to become brain scans, because brain scans are more accurate, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a logical leap.
A lot more expensive.
Yeah, for now, but let's talk 2-3 years down the road, realistically. So what they're going to do here is benefit applicants. Will be subject to lie detector tests under new plans announced by Work and Pension Secretary David Blunkett to crack down on fraud. This is in England.
Okay.
So in order to get a benefit, you have to take a lie detector test.
Okay.
Which, that means then that if the company pays the guy giving the lie detector, no, he wasn't telling the truth. See, I interpreted the data. That's what the data said.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay you.
Yeah, how third party is it going to be?
Yeah, exactly. The announcement comes as an influential government report reveals that errors and fraud in the benefit system have cost the taxpayers £3 billion last year. The anti-fraud strategy, to be unveiled later this week, will see a voice recognition software deployed to detect whether callers are lying to government agencies. Okay, this software is not by any means infallible. Okay, the use of voice stress analysis, which picks up anxiety in the voice, is in common use with the insurance industry.
If somebody was doing a lie detector test to me, I would be anxious.
Fucking right. However, the doubts have been cast on its effectiveness. One American expert says that his studies have showed you could have obtained better results by flipping a coin.
Oh.
So, you know, but this is yet
we want to watch this. This lie detector stuff is very, very big news, and there's more and more people going to be doing shit like this to try to fuck people out of cash that they deserve. You know,
yeah, and they can easily do it. It's like, oh, it said you were lying.
So, you pay your rates based upon your DNA test, and then we do brain scans, and oh, you're lying, and oh, well, whatever, thanks. You know, you get caught in the machine and spit out the side, and there's nothing you can do because we've got the hard data. Thanks for calling. Please go die.
Yeah.
And that's it. They just wait you out. Now, in controlled media news, you're going to be interested in this one. This was sent in by Caps Locker. Strategic Communication Laboratories in the UK. I've never heard of these guys.
No.
Is a small UK firm specializing in influence operations. Made a very public debut this week with a glitzy exhibit occupying prime real estate at Defense Systems and Equipment International, or the DSAI, and United Kingdom's largest showcase for military technology. This is a new private company that their job is...
Spin Masters.
Influence. Yeah, totally, but check it out. The main attraction was a full-scale mock-up of its op center, running simulations ranging from natural disasters to political coups. So if there's something happening, we go in there, we set up shot, and we take over all the media.
Yeah.
Just to the right of the op center, a dark-suited man with wireless microphone paces like a carnival barker, narrating the scenarios. Above him, a screen flashes among the scenes of disaster, while to his right, behind the thick glass, workers sit attentively before banks of computer screens busily scrolling through data. The play actors pause only to look up at the big board that flashes ominously between hot spots like North Korea and the Congo. While Londoners fret over fictitious toxins, the government works to contain the smallpox outbreak. A final result, according to SCL's calculations, that only thousands perish rather than the 10 million originally projected. Another success. That's what they're doing. There's a major plague. We don't tell everyone. We tell them it's something else to be afraid of. We control the media panic, and therefore, you know, we've averted people's death.
I can see why this would be popular among the governments and other agencies like that.
Of course, the idea of diluting an entire city seems, well, a bit like propaganda. Just a bit.
A little bit.
If your definition of propaganda is framing communications to do something that's going to save lives, that's fine. Says Mark Broughton, SCL's public affairs director. Holy shit, guy. Like, nobody's definition of propaganda is framing communication to do something that's going to save lives. That's not a word I would use for that.
No.
No. Of course not, you fucking pogue. Then again, it's hard to know what else to exactly call it. Company literature describes
lying?
SCL's niche specialties as psychological warfare, public diplomacy, and influence operations.
Influence operations.
Public diplomacy. The smallpox scenario plays out in excruciating detail how reporters will be tapped to receive disinformation with TV and radio stations dedicated to round-the-clock coverage. Even the eventual disclosure is carefully descripted.
I would call this company Double Plus Good.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow. Like the minister of doublespeak going in full swing here.
Doesn't matter what you call it, it's still lying.
It's still, yeah, totally. It's not the fucking news, you know?
It's whatever they want to tell you to keep you calm.
But that's where we're at.
Keep taking your drugs. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine. Please report to the cattle cars. You know, your boss or supervisor will be by to take urine samples in the morning. You know, I haven't run that in a long, long time.
It just becomes more and more applicable every year.
I seriously think I'm going to drag out that and throw that in the intro of today's show, man. Because it's like, my God. RAF combat pilots in robotic takeover news. Now, this is so Skynet it hurts. We're getting so many cyberpunk stories here.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, after this, I'm going to have to go and take some fucking pros. Oh, no, wait. You know, I'm not going to. No, I won't chase that one. But it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's some really scary shit.
The future is now.
The future is now. Royal Air Force combat pilots will be replaced by unmanned robotic aircraft in the coming years, a senior Air Force commanding predicted yesterday.
With weapons?
Fighter planes, totally automated.
Autonomous weapons.
Well, they've already got them. They've already got them. The UAVs are all totally remote. But Air Chief Marshal Sir Brian Burridge warned that if ministers try to use technical advances to impose more manpower cuts on the RAF, they will compromise its fighting ability. Sir Brian also hinted that the new Eurofighter jets could be partially stationed at Scottish bases, helping them to avoid closure. Sir Brian, the commander-in-chief of the RAF's Strike Command, raised the prospect of unmanned combat drones in a briefing with journalists in London. I would like to see uninhabited combat aircraft in our inventory in the next decade. He added, uninhabited combat air vehicles would be good at penetrating long distance in places where the risk is difficult to assess, but the target is easy to access. The under-government-imposed cuts the RAF is dropping from 48,000 to 41,000 personnel. So we're replacing them with robots.
On the guise of saving lives, I guess.
Because that way there's less pilots to be shut down and shot down and all this kind of stuff. And we wind up with less crazy war vets.
Yeah, good and bad, as long as these things are infallible. But what is infallible?
Well, I have a problem with robots killing people.
Yeah.
I generally think people should kill people. I don't think robots should kill people. That's just generally me, because then you wind up
You're violating the rules.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of like we have 10 people who control all the money, all the power, all the robots, and the robots are now killing people, and you have 10 people running robot armies.
Watch out for hackers.
Yeah, just a little bit. So, but the hackers would really then be the good guys after that.
Yeah.
Now, in war vet news, now this is a sad story, sent to me by Phoenix, an Army veteran who fled to Canada to avoid prosecution for growing marijuana to treat his chronic pain was yanked from a hospital by Canadian authorities, driven to the border with a catheter still attached, and turned over to U.S. officials, his lawyer says. He went 5 days with no medical treatment, only ibuprofen for the pain, attorney Douglas Hyatt said. Stephen W. Tuck, who's 38 years old, is still fitted with a urinary catheter when he was shuffled into federal court for his detention hearing Wednesday, Hyatt said. This is totally inhuman. He's been tortured for days with no reason, Hyatt said. U.S. Magistrate Judge James P. Donahoe ordered Tuck temporarily released so he could be taken to the hospital for treatment. However, by the time Donahoe issued his order, King County jail officials had received a detainment request from Humboldt, California, so Tuck was not released Wednesday, Hyatt said. I can't believe we've run into another slag here, the lawyer said. Tuck suffered debilitating injuries in the 1980s when his parachute failed to open during a jump. So he's an airborne trooper.
Oh.
Chute didn't open. He's a lawn dart. Thunder. And those injuries were accelerated by a car crash in 1990. He said Tuck was using marijuana to treat his chronic pain.
Very common in Canada.
Very, very common. In 2001, he was living in McKinleyville, California. His marijuana operation was raided for the second time. He fled to British Columbia to avoid prosecution, but asylum was denied. Last Friday, he checked himself into Vancouver Hospital for prostate problems, and it was there he was arrested. Now, this is, I understand, that some people feel that there should be a war on drugs and that marijuana is like the great evil of the world.
Yeah.
But the guy isn't selling ecstasy. I mean, he's not selling drugs by this article. You know, he's not
distributing. Doesn't say
that? No. It says he's doing personal use.
Just growing it.
Yeah.
For himself.
You know, if you want to do... he's growing a plant that naturally occurs in North America, and he's using the herb in order to treat a condition that he has. I don't really think this is what the war on drugs should be about. This needs to be looked at. I'm not into the jib tech warriors. I'm not into selling crack. But clearly, the guy was a soldier. The guy was injured in his line of duty. He's just trying to survive. Holy
Probably
fuck.
Can't afford treatment in the United States.
It's very, very common, once again, to be using these kind of drugs for this sort of treatment. It's really quite sad.
Very, very sad.
Now, into some recruiting news. Talking about the Army. Now, this is a good one here. You ready for this one? So, if you get this one. When it comes to a reputation for selling snake oil, surely the Army recruiters has long been right down there in the muck with used car salesman and the patent medicine huckster. I like this angle here, the patent medicine huckster. It's common knowledge that the promises made by recruiters about the postings of future positions and training are worthless. This is true. Recruiters lie through their fucking teeth.
They'll say anything.
Oh, you betcha. And that once someone signs his recruit, his or her fate is at the whim of the military. That said, recruiters these days, desperate to fill the pipeline to Iraq's slaughterhouse with new bodies. This particular article is a little bit left-wing.
This
I've
is
noticed.
Not biased at all, I don't know.
No, it's pretty well... They're resorting... to an interesting new spiel these days. Word comes in from students in Philadelphia that recruiters are in area high schools warning them to enlist now where they can pick the type of service they'd like to go to because there's a draft coming in the next year and you'll have no choice.
So they're lying.
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
It's an interesting come-on because the White House and Pentagon keep saying that there's no plans for a draft.
So they're either lying or the government is lying.
Well, the recruiters lie. I mean, that's kind of a given.
They'll say anything. That's their job to get people. Bottom line, get people in.
Yeah, that's, they don't really care. There's guys telling people how to forge documents and shit on how to get into, the Army and all that kind of jazz. Now,
I mean, they touched on that in Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, yeah, totally. Now, I myself, if somebody wants to join the Army, I've said that that is an option for some people.
Yeah.
You know, that is an option.
All countries need a defense force. Yeah.
You're always going to need an army. Otherwise, you turn into Somalia. Thanks for coming out.
And get taken over.
Yeah, and it's warlord state. Thanks for coming out. Okay. So, you know, there's always going to be a sharp end. The draft doesn't work because you wind up getting people who have no place being in the fucking army.
Don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
And won't fight properly for you.
And all you need in a platoon is one guy who's like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. This is fucking gay. And it just fucking destroys the whole unit. So, you know, I would say that recruiting should be, I think they're doing recruiting all wrong.
And if people don't want to sign up to fight for you, maybe they don't like what you're fighting for.
True, true. There could
maybe
be
they
that.
Don't feel it's very honorable
what they're signing up for. Maybe you should look at policy and shit like that. But I think conscription. Do I think conscription's coming? Yeah, I do. I think there is a draft coming because if you look at the look at the fucking numbers.
Well, if there's not enough people to fight for you, they're going to do it.
Yeah, and considering that what the Americans are going through right now, yeah, I say a draft is going to go. I really do. And all signs point to it. And, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put that shit together. Now, Sim is going to be able to use this new daily hack. Can we talk about your new toy?
Well, I don't know if I'm... Well, I'll see if I'm going to get it.
Oh, well, he's thinking about getting this thing.
Good chance, because I have an ancient cell phone. I've had it for 5 years.
What is it? It's a what's the make
of? I don't know. It's a Nokia.
It's a Nokia something. It should be on
ancient.
Hey, hold on a second.
It's probably going to turn off. See?
Oh, fuck, the battery phone. Well, that's okay, because it's Nokia 6160i. Yeah, baby.
Bought in the year 2000.
I'm 10 million years old. Still going strong, though. Just the battery falls off.
It does what it's supposed to. It gets phone calls and makes phone calls.
Well, so now, the new sexiness that you're looking at, this is it here, right?
Yeah.
It's a...
iPack H6325. Because I want
a pocket PC phone. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got everything.
Because I wanted a phone, a PDA, and it had to have Wi-Fi so I can get on the internet anywhere.
And you can sniff.
Does it anything.
Can you do an external mount? Because that'd be hot. If you could do an external mount
for an antenna. I want to be able to do that. I'm not sure if it can. It probably can't. Because you have to have some sort of
There's
got to
be a way that you could... Like, couldn't you clip something to the existing antenna so you could boost it? I mean, like a little... Like just a clip.
You'd think so. You might have to open it up a bit.
Well, if anybody knows how to make a clip-on antenna attachment for Sim, info@rantradio.com. Because I'm sure we got some heavy gearheads out there.
Oh, for sure. Any kind of awesome hacks for that.
And today's daily hack is just right in line with that. It's give your Bluetooth some armor, some hardening. Bluetooth wireless technology is included with many cell phones and PDAs. It was initially designed to let you swap documents between other Bluetooth devices without the use of annoying connection cables. But it's since expanded to provide services such as web connectivity and online game playing. However, anytime you transmit information online, you can be vulnerable to online attack. And as the popularity of Bluetooth increases, so does the interest to cyber criminals. And this is a method to harden some Bluetooth.
That's good, because it is very dangerous.
It is very, very
and if
dangerous.
You've got one of those headsets, the Bluetooth headsets,
uh-huh.
You'd want to lock that down, because people can sniff into your
Bluetooth snipers, man. You got to watch out for that shit. And that's all I got for you today, but don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 71 people, 56 continuing subscribers from last month, 3 new subscribers with 12 one-time donations. Thank you so much. That's really, really helpful.
Yes, it is.
And thanks again to everyone in their assistance gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, @rantradio.com.
We've actually got blogs now on Rant.
Oh,
wow. Rant blogs.
So when do I get one?
Soon. I want to integrate it with your Dark Atlas site so people can just go to Dark Atlas and see what you're writing.
Okay.
So
don't worry about the background. Right, don't worry about the old post. Fuck the old post. We'll just scrap
it. If people want to go look at the old post, they can go to Live Journal.
Yeah,
right?
They can look it up or whatever.
So we'll switch you over soon.
Okay, cool. That'll be cool. And then I'll
So if you want, if everyone out there wants a rant blog, just email me, info@rantradio.com.
Oh, God, you shouldn't have done that. Okay, well, there's...
But they have to have made some sort of contribution. Can't be some guy off the street.
Well, there's one guy...
You've helped us out, you know, send in news stories. We know your name,
that
kind of
stuff. What is the name of the guy I'm thinking of? The guy from 2600. Jesus, I know his name.
If you said his name, I'd know
it. Is it Dual?
Yeah, Dual Parallel.
Dual Parallel.
Yeah.
No, that's another guy. Dual Parallel, is that another guy?
No.
There's Dual, there's another guy. Pretty sure there's another guy.
Probably is.
Damn it. God damn it. Not Dual Parallels. Dual Parallels buddy, who's on the 2600 crowd. Jesus. But anyway, he's gonna be getting a mobile digit. I can't remember your name, but you know I'm talking to you. Yep. Fuck. Anyway, okay. Well, you're gonna be getting one. Don't worry about that.
If he wants one.
He does. He told me. He sent me a specific. Oh, as soon as you get one, I'm there.
So we've got a couple people signed up already.
You betcha. And if you would like to apply.
apply,
for the,
yes.
For the cool blogness.
info@rantradio.com.
You betcha. Yep. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the compilation album, Septic 1. It's the first compilation album.
Oh.
Tomorrow's Septic 2.
Oh.
I'm going to leave you now with a killer track by KMFDM called Every Day is a Good Day. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.